Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh. Hello, this is Grace Noel. I can hear you now, Alana.
Oh, my goodness. I just did all that talking to nothing.
I believe so, dear love.
Did you? Oh, no.
I said hello to
I just gave a really...
I don't know. I don't think they heard me, but we can hear you now. So welcome, dear, with your technical thing.
She's
trying freedom with her phone and off her laptop.
No, it was because I hit the I want to be out in nature, and I also want to be able to be anywhere to do my show, so I've never used my phone as a studio. But what happened is I hit the headphone. There's a live mic button and there's a headphone button. I pressed the wrong thing. So everybody, thanks for hanging in there. What I was trying to say is we help you with your soul and your energy, because the soul is what enlivens our physical body, and we are a spirit expressing itself in a physical body, in a physical universe, which is electromagnetic vibrational universe. And that's the tricky part, is getting everything working together and harmonized. So our readings are geared toward helping you with that harmony, that inner harmony, so that you line up with what your soul's desires are, because it's actually our soul that's running the show. It's just that we pick up things throughout life from society and family and from ourselves, and then that gets in the way sometimes. So, we help you with that and aligning with your intuition so that you don't have to be dependent on somebody else. But it takes a while, though, to develop your intuition and learn how to follow that and how to trust it. So we're here to help you with that. We tune into your soul and your energy and help you get into a better place. And, so now you can go ahead. I'm sorry. I had both of our mics were off, and that was my fault. It wasn't an equipment issue. It was a me issue. So go ahead, Grace. Why don't you go ahead and do a little intro?
My name is Grace Noel, and we are all much more than that. And I am allowing myself to feel great about myself and my intuitions that I've been helping people with so far. And the healing work that I have done, both hands-on, energetic, and also remotely now more. This is several times now working remotely, and it's been just wonderful being able to help people. And so even though I don't have the book credentials that Miss Lovely Alana Kay does, I have heart credentials, and it's working and helping people's lives and helping me to build my own intuition so that we can all reach the golden age together. And I'm happy to be here to help lead you to your own intuition and heaven on earth. Beautiful day to all.
Heaven on earth. Absolutely. That's heaven on earth is an available realm. That's what I wanted to say. It's not something we're waiting for. At least this is my viewpoint and what I've gotten from spirit. We're not waiting for a flash in the sky or for the trumpets to blow or anything like that. At least that's the perspective I come from, that it's an available realm and you can start living heaven on earth anytime. It's there. It's just living with love. So it's getting moving through the, like Course in Miracles says, at the end of Course in Miracles, it says this book just helps you remove your blocks to love, the awareness of love, because love is always there. That realm is always there. It's always available. It's not something we're waiting for. So the neat thing about that is you don't have to wait for somebody else to do it. So, okay, I'm going to get into the calls. And let me see. I'm going to the 860 area code. Thanks for waiting so long. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much. You're always worth waiting for. This is Lisa Marie from Connecticut.
Oh, hi.
Hi,
nice to hear from you again.
You have a little more heaven on earth living in Hawaii than most of us.
Yeah, I guess so. But I felt like it was heaven on earth when I was in Milwaukee. So, I know. But we have the visuals here. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm joining you from lovely, cloudy Portland, Oregon, dear. So I will do my best to hold heaven on earth on the continent with you here, too.
It's very green and very gorgeous there. I want to go there.
Yeah.
Both places.
How are you doing today?
I don't know. I don't know. I've fallen off my path, and I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing or if there's anything I should be doing.
What did you think your path was?
Excuse me?
What did you think your path was that you've fallen off of?
I thought that I was supposed to be doing what you girls were doing.
Ah.
I'll let you go first, Grace, and then I'll...
Yeah. What's stopping you?
I had like 5 surgeries in a year and then a whole bunch more and then a dog dying and then another dog I got that's very sick for 2 years and I seem to have forgotten everything and even how to breathe anymore.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Okay. That made me take a breath. Maybe you could take one too. Just, just take a good breath and sometimes the universe slows us down is what I'm getting. And sometimes a pause is the answer. Those have been the most difficult. Please tell me your name again, dear.
Lisa Marie.
Marie?
Lisa Marie. Lisa Marie.
Lisa Marie. Sometimes those
no,
are
Lisa.
The most difficult challenge. Lisa Marie. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sometimes those are, and I know while we're talking, Alana's getting to listen to your voice, Alana, and she will have something for you as well, but what I'm getting right away is that the pause is what's needed right now, and that is a big challenge to just go ahead and take that pause. And we want an answer, we want something to happen, we want to know what our path is or what the way is again, but in order to get there, to see what it is, we need to just simply pause and allow some time. Allow some time. I'm hearing your soul needing some time for healing right now, that it just needs to be still, that there's been so much going on that you just need some hot baths and some quiet time. And why don't you tell me a little bit more about what's going on with you or anything you might need to know, and then we'll see what else I can get and then pass it over to Alana Kay.
I'm just lost. I am burned out, and I am lost.
Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling the heart sadness also that needs to grieve, and that when we're so busy doing all these things, our heart doesn't have a chance to grieve, sweetheart. And so right now my chest just feels your heart, and it feels like it just needs to lay down, and if you've got any kind of old stuffed animals from your childhood or a blanket or anything or just to lay down and let yourself have some grief time. You've been through a lot recently, and your path is still there, and it's already laying out for you. I see like these golden bricks laying out in front of you that are laying the pathway for you. Right now, it's way too soon to try to step on them. Just trust that they're there and take your rest time and heal your heart up, dear, okay?
thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Alana K.
Definitely. Yeah, well, I've had Lisa Marie has called into my show for many years, so I know about, you know, a lot of the issues. But what I feel like adding to what Grace Noel said is that the reason I want to ask you to be really patient and loving with yourself is because of everything you've been through in the last, you know, 20 years or so, all of the things. It takes some time for your heart to restore itself. And all of the things that you mentioned are things that are exterior, you know, those are things of the physical world. And so the focus would be inward, and that, you know, it's like Grace Noel, it's like when you talk to different intuitives, they're going to see it like just from a different angle, like one standing to the left and one standing to the right. So this is the same thing she was saying. I'm just adding to it, and I'm just adding another facet to it, is that it's going within, and it takes time. I got to tell you that I had a big separation, one of my worst separations in my life about 4 years ago when my daughter moved away with my grandson, who I was there to co-raise him from the time he was born. So it was like a son, and they left when he was 6 years old. And so then I, you know, and it plagues me day and night, and which things don't usually do, for a lot of different reasons it does, but it weighs me down. And it takes, whenever there's a loss, whether it's a pet or a child or a breakup of a marriage, a long-time marriage, we have to give ourselves time because it is an energetic, electromagnetic universe, and those things are still bouncing around, and they keep coming back at us. So we need to work the heart, the soul, like a muscle. And yes, your heart is tired, and she's picking that up right, what she's feeling inside your heart, and I completely agree with that, and I'm sure you do too. You can feel that. So rather than every time we think about the things that are bothering us, those are legitimate things, but we have to simultaneously, and if not more, be focusing on our inner being and growing that and experiencing it. So a lot of times you have to start out with something small, and you're right about your destiny. You should be in our seat also. So I'll confirm that, but it's a matter of clearing up your heart chakra first. It's like clearing a drain. Get that all, you know, ask Christ. You have to use Christ to help you with that. Bring that energy in. Get the white light in there. And the violet, excuse me, I'm going to burp here. the violet light. And get your heart chakra cleared out so it can be a nice receptacle. And then use your breath. And it's hard to take in a breath at first, but keep remembering that. I remember years ago having pneumonia when I used to smoke. I smoked 15 years ago. And I would get pneumonia, and then I couldn't breathe, and I just couldn't breathe. I thought I was dying, and I just start saying, I love my life, I love my life, I love my life. And my breathing would open up. So you got to start out with baby steps, but you got to do it, you know, and it's going to take time. And I think that's what Grace Noel was alluding to. So anyway, I hope that helps. And I'm sorry. Okay. Thanks for checking
in.
I don't mind if people call every week or two or whatever, you know, to just get some boost, some coaching, some insight. Okay. So thanks for checking in with us and trusting us, Lisa Marie.
We've had a few privates with you too. You're wonderful. Thank you both so much.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, somehow I lost. Okay, now I'm going to the next one, 646.
Hi, Grace.
Somehow I lost Grace Noel. Hopefully she. Yeah, hi. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, no, you lost her? Oh, dear.
Hello. I lost Grace. She'll call back in.
No, okay. I'm here.
Oh, she's there.
Oh, okay. You are. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, dear. What's your
name?
Hello.
Miranda. Yes.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi. So I guess I just would love some input on my, if you could pick up my soul's guidance and what I am looking to move. My husband and I have been looking at various homes. We've seen about 20 homes, and a couple of them really stood out to us, but for a couple of reasons, we didn't move forward. It just didn't resonate with my spirit. I'm just wondering if you get an idea of how long I need to wait before my home surfaces for me.
Yeah, what I was picking up is that this is kind of weird, but I'll just tell it. This is what Grace says too. I'll just tell you this is what I was getting. Is of those, there is one. It's just that it's kind of hard for you to tune into it because you're thinking about all of them and you have a lot of questions. But I'm getting one, and it's one that seems like it's farther away than you wanted it, farther away from something.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason for it. So I don't know if that fits anything that you've been thinking about of any of the choices you had. Are you thinking of relocating to, like, a whole different area? Because that's kind of what I'm getting, that you shouldn't be afraid of getting further away from where you thought you're supposed to be, and that might be why nothing's open. Well, this I do know, is that we look for the open door. So you want to, like, not be thinking too much about too many things, because that's engaging too much of the physical. You want your soul to guide you. Like you said, you want it to resonate. So mm-hmm. you need to try to calm down your mind more about it so that the right place will, the connections will start to be made and you'll start to be aware. Like you might be going through your day and that one will just keep popping into your mind. But what I'm getting is to help you with is that you might be saying, yeah, but I don't, the one that keeps coming to you. And I'm saying you might need to get over some mental negativity towards a certain place because, according to your soul, that's the better place for you. But we don't always know why right away. A lot of times we don't like too much of a change because, you know, but it might be because it's leading you to something. Okay? So that's what I'm getting. So I'll go ahead and pass you on to Grace.
Thank you.
Hello, Miranda.
Hi
there. I honestly just was decided to do something different and kind of draw some pictures today, and so I drew a little, what came right at first was a light bulb, like an idea or something, like there's, so I don't know what that means, but again, it's like I just put these things out here, so maybe there's an idea that you have that you haven't that you've been suppressing or not letting shine about this, or some idea that you have that maybe you haven't shared with your husband that your heart is, your soul is desiring, that you've been not brave to say something about. And then I got some fall leaves, and that felt on the same thing when Alana Kay was talking about something further than you thought maybe. That was kind of the feeling I got with the leaves. And the picture of the place I drew had like a big, it was almost like a barn place. It had two little windows up in the top and had a big barn door and possibly like a pond or something and a big tree there. So I don't know if that's any of the places that you've looked at yet or not, but I just figured I just would put that out there. Does that resonate with looking like at any of the places that you've seen already, or?
One place actually has a barn. It's really torn up and it needs a lot of work.
Yep.
And I thought, no, I was so turned off. The house itself is okay. I saw a lot of mice in the, like mouse traps in the basement, and that freaked me out because I lived in a house with a mouse problem before, and I just, it was too nerve-wracking for me. And I said, oh my God, there's no way I'm going to buy this house if I see mouse traps all over.
So I'd like to pause for a minute and then pass it back to Alana Kay. And this would be the part where Alana Kay said, where I heard her say anyway, to maybe just keep your mind open to to the place that your soul might be wanting, but that your mind is saying no to, is what about I heard her. But go ahead, Alana Kay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. That's what I was just going to reiterate, that that's possible. Now, the reason I'm willing to let us keep kicking us around the way we are is because this is what people should do when they are confused, and you do consult an intuitive, is you need to weigh out the different things. And as we're developing our intuition, we have to try out things along the way. And, yeah, this might start to fit. See, the thing is that Grace Noel could have picked that up just because it was on your mind, but she could have picked it up because that's what your soul wants. So you have to kind of weigh that out. But then, like she said, and it was coming to my mind, too, that there was a place that your mind was coming up with all kinds of reasons. No, but that was actually the better place, but you don't know the reason yet. It might be that you find some lovely neighbors, or you find some purpose that you didn't realize you had. A lot of times, difficulties, I mean, in my life, some of the best things, and I think Grace Noel would agree with me on this, some of the best things in my life came from things I thought I didn't want to do. So, I mean, one of them being artwork. It was amazing what led me to that. I was in this high-pressure, ridiculous situation. I was like, why am I dealing with these people? Why am I doing this? She's lying. And I used to be a painter, a house painter, and I started to get into fancy painting. But that's what launched me, is somebody set me up to paint some flowers on a bench, and I'm like, I can't do this. And all of a sudden, after all my fits and starts, and I finally did it, and I was like, oh, my God, and it really led me down an amazing path. So I do know that I think of so many things like that in my life. So I just want to caution you on that. We'll probably cut you loose in your search. Just realize that sometimes what your mind is saying doesn't want is what your soul wants, and our soul is always leading us to something better. But I also got that it's a place that's farther away, too, and so farther from where you want to be. So as soon as Grace Noel started talking about that, I was feeling like your soul wants you more in nature. So I would take that cue from it, and that I'm feeling strongly. Further out, more in nature, a lot of space around you, that I'm feeling really strongly. The other things are just intuitive cues and insights, and I hope you can weigh it all out, and I'd love for you to call back in and let us know what happens. I'd really appreciate that.
I'm going to think it over, but honestly, the idea of those mice in the house freaks me out. There's no way I can find peace in a home like that. So, I don't know.
That doesn't not necessarily have to be your home, sweetie. That was just, again, like Alana Kay mentioned, that it could be just something I was reading, that was the picture of one of the places that you had seen. And I mean, there are always pest control people too. If you did want to entertain the idea of going out there, but the place I saw too, it seemed like it had a pond or something by it, and the barn didn't seem too dilapidated. It seemed like it had a big, so I don't think this is the same place, possibly.
I see.
So,
yeah, necessarily just more out in the country, and but I do feel strongly about the thought that it might not be what you think is the likely choice, but it's going to be the one that is going to take you to a better place. So watch out for those mental things jumping in. You know, that's all I'm saying. That I got, that's strong. So I know that that's part of your search, is it's pushing you to realize that. So, okay. Well, thanks for waiting
Thank
so long.
You.
Thanks for
Thank
calling
you.
In and let us know what happens. Okay.
I will.
Aloha.
Thank you both. Bye.
Okay. Let me see. Now I got to, looking at my, see, I also have to put on my glasses in between because I don't like my glasses on when I'm doing a reading, but in order for me to see the switchboard, okay, I am going to the 256 area code. It's taking a minute. There we go. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Kimberly. Hi.
Hi, Kimberly.
How are you?
Wonderful. Fabulous. The weather has finally gotten nice. We had a really super hot summer. I'm feeling really wonderful. It's gotten really nice outside. Yeah.
How are you doing, Kimberly?
I'm well. It just got cold in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. I suppose. I'm not used to that anymore.
I know it.
Kind of wish I was. I'm such a wimp when it comes to temperature now. Drops 5 degrees and I want to put on a parka, you know. I grew up in Wisconsin where we had the big variations in the weather. So, yeah. So how are we doing today, Kimberly?
Well, just checking in with my soul in reference to where I'm going right now.
Yeah, I remember. Did you call in last Sunday? I think I told you that I felt like you were getting really empowered and more like, you know, like I talked about at the beginning of the show, that harmonizing where you're getting more aligned with your soul, that your outer desires are coming in alignment with your soul, and that I felt like you were going to have another experience working somewhere where you still had some work to do on sorting that out, and then you were going to be cut loose to do like your highest and bestest. And what I'm picking up when I say that to you is I want you to work on it in the meantime, you know, breathing into your soul, connecting with it, and really getting to know the power that your soul has to change and to carry out your purpose, to really get aligned with that and start giving yourself a boost, you know, like that self-coaching. That's what I've had to do all my life. My family never supported the stuff that I do. They were afraid of it. Oh, my God, you know, she knows what we're, you know, thinking. They were afraid of it, so they shut me down, closed me out all my life, you know, so I had to coach my way into this and work with spirit. So that's what I was getting for you, is that would be your next best step, is to understand that you are going to still get not your ultimate job, but you're going to have one where you have a little more power and connection to your soul, a little more freedom. You need more freedom to be able to, where you're not completely under somebody else's, I get these words sometimes, and it's like, when I write, I have to look them up. I wanted to say auspices. What the heck? I kind of know, but I'm not sure if that's the right word. Under somebody else's, where somebody's telling you what to do and you have to just follow the rules. I'm seeing something where you have more freedom. And then in that situation, you're really going to refine and you're really going to see your ability to lead. And I always get that it's like that it's with troubled youth or young people mentoring. You're somehow like empowering people. And
I got that.
So anyway, but you're going to have some... You're going to keep moving towards more freedom and more connection with your soul, but you're going to need to do some self-coaching because you're not surrounded by it. And I always remind you, Christ, he's the big coach, man. I can hear that. Like I said, I really, you know, I heard his voice when I was young. Like I'd be going to sleep, I'd be wondering something, and I hear this wisdom. And so I always knew that was Christ, and I always took it for granted, but I didn't realize how much Christ could guide me. And I sometimes call it just my inner coach, because it's either Christ or my higher self. It's kind of hard to tell the difference, other than the fact that it seems like Christ's guidance is stronger and more pure and more impeccable at times. You know, it's like astonishing. It's always really surprising what it is. It's like really wonderful. So your inner coach, your inner guidance, you got to get really strong with that. And that's like working a muscle. Like I always tell people, you got to just every day. And then if you feel like you've lost your way, just start doing that breathing, start ignoring the outside. You can deal with it later from a stronger perspective. You get back on center and you breathe and you connect with that energy within the eternal part of yourself. Breathe, 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 and you keep building that and building it and building it until that's the loudest voice that you hear. And we all have an inner coach. And like I said, Christ is the best inner coach that you'd want to align with. So that's where I see you right now. And I'm going to pass you on to Grace Noel.
Okay.
Hi, Kimberly.
Are you with us?
I believe... Yes. Can you hear me, Kimberly?
I can.
Okay. Did we speak about you doing something with the youth last time?
Yeah.
I believe. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay. I'm trying something different right now, which is more of a channeling thing.
Okay.
So I am wanting you to ask me a question that I could come from a Christ heart, Christ mind, or the archangels,
mm-hmm.
Your angels and allies and your team, sweetheart. And I would like to take a leap and do my best to tune in with them and have you just ask a simple question, please, and I'll do my best to answer.
Okay. I guess a simple question would be,
something you want to know from your guides, from your heart, from your soul, from your energy, your soul's angel, you know, guides, allies, ancestors, and whatnot.
Yeah. So,
something you would want to ask them for you, please.
What message would they like me to give the students I'm teaching now to make a great impact with them?
You are loved for both things. They want your message to be knowing that you are loved, and also that reflects forward to the teachings that you will give as well, is to teach others that they are loved as well.
Okay.
And that they are love. They are the essence of that love, and that love is all around them from many, many places. It's not something that they need to find in a certain place or thing. It is an endless amount of it from the universe, from the angels, from the Christ light, from everywhere, that they trust that this ineffable substance is there. And then that gives it the ability to manifest in the physical form. And so too with all things. That all the things that are needed for these people and their lives, that they but need to imagine it and trust it, and trust that Christ light, that energy light, that endless love, cornucopia of love from the universe. And then it becomes manifest for them in their life in ways that might look strange and they might not understand, but that would be there.
Yeah, that they're bigger and more important than they think they are, that their upbringing has led them to believe. And I used to do junior achievement in Girl Scouts, but particularly in junior achievement, we really help kids get connected with their inner strength and their inner identity. That's why I feel like it would be better if the schools were like, well, some of them are. I guess the Waldorf approach and the Montessori approach focuses on letting them be individuals, you know. But like I said, most families, society, school doesn't honor that. So you're at the point where you're with them and your purpose is to continually become empowered with your soul, but also to help them. And so you help them, and what I'm seeing for you is that you'd have that it begins with vision, that when you have the Christ heart, we have vision. And so if you see in a young person of any age or any, you know, origin, you see potential in a certain area, and it can just be instinctive or intuitive that you see it. You know, it's not necessarily, wow, this is the deepest reading we've ever done for you. thank you. But just intuitive, instinctively, what you know, and then you help bolster that in the person, because that helps anchor them in the winds of life, and so that, you know, once again, that harmonizing, so that the outward self is reflecting the inner self, inner being. You know, all the things I do, I just told Grace when she came online with me a few weeks ago, I said I doubted myself doing this show. I guess I've been doing it for 8 years. I have this ability my entire life, even though it's there. And I have people say, oh, thank you so much. You know, I have written testimonies, and it's like our inner gifts and our inner strengths are very often very, you know, it's not like getting a degree and saying, here, I'm an engineer, here, I'm a lawyer. Yeah, so, yeah, that kind of gets back to what Grace Noel was saying at the beginning. I don't have the books. You don't have to have books, you know, you just have to know it's your, what you bring into the world, and let the energy, like that backs what she was saying about that. Let the universe, the angels, all of that validate for people and be there for them to propel them forward, because the universe is actually working with our soul. So no need to be concerned. It's endless, and it's always there for us. And if we don't feel it, we just need to tune into it. Okay, Kimberly, I know really talked about a lot of stuff.
There is a bit more, and thank you for patience with allowing me to speak this way for your guides for you. And thank you, Alana Kay, for your patience with this as well, and me trying something that I've done other times, but something new on the show here. Mm-hmm. They want you to trust yourself. They really want you to trust yourself with your ability to help. And mm-hmm. There's something with your hands and doing like some sculpting or artwork or different artwork with your hands with them might be one of the modalities that will help you with the teaching. I don't know if you've ever taught art before or not, but that was one thing that was coming through to be able to help people build their self-esteem. And,
right, that's true, because creativity keeps you connected. That's all the same portal. Yeah, intuition, creativity, our soul purpose. That's why we're supposed to practice creativity no matter what, not just because we're going to get paid for it or be famous. It's just, it keeps us connected to that. It's exercising that heart muscle. Yeah. Okay, let me see if I can grab the next caller.
Go ahead.
I think we have one more.
Thank you.
More.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Yeah, we got one
thank
more
you,
call.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Kimberly. Let us know how things are going. Okay?
All right, I will. Okay.
Okay. All right, aloha. All right, now we're going to go to 347, and thanks for waiting so long. You're on the air. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How's it going today?
It's going fine.
Yeah?
Going fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Did
What's
you have a question?
Dear?
Yes. I'm trying to start, like, a business. Because I don't want to work anymore. I want to start my own business. And I want to see, mm-hmm. I wanted to know if, like, what can I do that? What do I have to change?
Okay. The first thing I'm getting is that you haven't been, obviously haven't been surrounded by, are you surrounded by other people that you can look to as mentors for doing their own business or no? Are you kind of like a desert flower? Yeah. Yeah. So I'm glad you asked that question. And the first thing I think of is that, like I said, I asked Christ for help with my intuition, and I went on this journey. And this is a Christian mysticism show, so I'm going to say that if you ask Christ to help you with that, I would say that you're right. I did pick that up in your voice. You are right that you are supposed to go your own way. But it has a lot to do with a lot of the things we've been talking about. So I hope you heard all of those, you know, about really believing in yourself and breathing, taking that time to go within, learning how to go within, especially if you're going to be in business for yourself. You really, oh, this mm-hmm. is coming from spirit, that you do need to learn how to be your own coach, your own mentor for now until you start meeting the right people. And I actually wouldn't share too much with the people around you who might, don't ever listen to anybody who ever gives you any negative advice, oh, that's too hard, oh, it's so much work having your own business, or you better be ready, you know, a lot of times you're going to be poor at first. None of that is true. And especially if it's meant to be, the things should come together, so don't listen to any negativity. But I am getting, you said, yeah. What do I need to change? It would be that you need to recognize that you believe in yourself and be your own inner coach and engage Christ with you, because that energy will also help steer you to the right people and the right things that you need for being in business. And let me see, I'm going to just tell you what your strengths are, and then I'm going to let you talk to Grace. I'm tuning into your strengths are your intellectual ability. I don't want you to think that whatever grades mm-hmm. you got in school are any reflection of your intellectual. As a matter of fact, you might have been bored with very simple things that you, your intellect and your creativity is beyond just the usual normal run-of-the-mill stuff. So just because you didn't mesh well in institutions or societal expectations is not a reflection of your actual abilities when it comes to your soul and your life purpose. Okay. And I just want to mention, just before I pass you on to Grace Noel, is that a lot of these readings today went really in-depth, and if you need to listen to it again, you can listen to the archive of the show.
Yeah.
Those will stay up there for forever, you know, for a long time. So you can listen to them, and you can listen to other shows. Please click on follow so you get notifications when we do other shows. And we love to hear back from people and let us know how you're progressing. We'll help you along the way. We also do private readings, and you can contact either Grace or myself at our email addresses, which are listed on the show description. Mine is alana@alanak.com, and Grace Noel's is dedicatedgrace@gmail.com. And please check out my books when you get a chance. They're available on just about every channel. Most of them are soft covers, but they're all e-books, and they're all very reasonably priced. And now I'm going to pass you on to Grace Noel. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Hello. It was just very, very simple. What came through was thinking. When you asked the question, what do you need to change, your thinking was what came to mind for me, just personally, intuitively. And that was pretty simply it, that you can do it, that you can do. And I heard Alana Kay kind of speaking to that in some different ways, but it was just so simple. What came to me is just simply your thinking. On that you can do things that you are thinking that are out of your reach, or that maybe I don't know how to do this. You just change
mm-hmm.
that thinking and really trust. Yeah, just really really
mm-hmm.
know that,
mm-hmm.
that you can do what you want. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that I can do it. Like maybe even
mm-hmm.
a mantra. Sometimes I often suggest mantras for people that you make a statement that sounds
mm-hmm.
that I can do anything I want, or I you could develop something for yourself that would that resonates for you
mm-hmm.
something that
yeah.
feels true for you about I'm a businesswoman. Even just say I'm a smart businesswoman, and those qualities like Alana mentioned that you can listen to the radio show again and pick out those
yeah.
qualities that she gave to you, and you can write those into a mantra saying, I have this, I have that, I am a smart businesswoman. And just make a little simple thing and say that to yourself every day as many times as you can in the mirror, even just simply, I can do it. I can do this. And
yeah.
then, yep. And then the one more thing was me doing some internet research. that you can look and see what other people are doing and to spark your ideas and interests about some different online things that people are doing, and somehow that you're going to find some interest sparked for yourself there on what it is that you do want to do, and then you just put your thinking to it that you can do it. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for the motivation.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling in, and thank you for all of our okay, I got to disconnect that. All of our brave callers today, and I think that this was a really good show as far as really getting into a lot of different subjects about self-empowerment. So, yeah, cool. We will see you again next
still,
time.
Is that caller still with us, Alana Kay, or is she go?
Let me see. That was 347. I'm not 100% sure. You can go ahead and say something.
Okay.
I disconnected all
if
of the microphones, but...
Mm-hmm. All right. If she is still with us, then I'm getting a very strong impulse to say that it's really important for her to go ahead and make that mantra and not to just think, oh, that was a thing, but to really do it and say something. I am a smart businesswoman. I can do it. Something that is good for her. So hopefully if she's not here, she'll hear it again on the show, or whoever is will hear the same thing.
So the strongest thing is her mental and emotional belief, and that's the most important thing. And then the rest of it should be self-guiding. Yeah. Okay.
And to
really do it,
really take the time to really take the time to make that mantra and say those things every day in the mirror. Yeah. Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you. That was coming through.
Well,
so
that wraps.
Thank you, Alana Kay.
Yeah, no problem. Well, that wraps up our show, and I'm glad we were able to handle all the callers. And we will be here again next Sunday. Not 100% sure on the time. I'm thinking I might want to do a little bit later in the day if that's possible with you, Grace, but I'll talk to you about that. Okay. Well, thanks for joining us, Grace Noel. And thank you, everybody, for calling in, and you have a wonderful week. Aloha.
Aloha. I have an honor.